Hallelujah and holy shit, people. Can you believe it? Christmas time is upon us. It's Tuesday, December 19th, 6 days away from Christmas. Hanukkah's already in effect. Kwanzaa's going to be in effect. New Year's is going to be in effect. So, holidays are raring to go. And thank you so much for joining me on the Sean vs. Wild podcast. I figured this week is going to be the best week for me to do a Christmas episode. And who better to talk about Christmas with than the person that's known me the longest? I'm talking about my sister, Leslie, will be joining me on the podcast today. We're talking about Christmases long, long ago. We're going to be talking about our best Christmases, favorite gifts, favorite Christmas album, favorite Christmas movie, all the good stuff. All the bases are going to be covered on this one today when it comes to your Yuletide celebration. So definitely check that out. And it's going to be coming up on a 1 year anniversary, man. So of the show, very stoked on that. Very stoked that we've made it 1 year without missing a single week. And I might even give you something next week. I was going to originally take the week off, but maybe instead of having two episodes this week, I'll do one next Tuesday. So that way, every single Tuesday in 2017, you got a brand new podcast. So coming out of the 2018, coming out of the gates with a bang. So be prepared to start your January, start your new year off right with the Sean vs. Wild podcast. So very stoked on that. Happy holidays to everybody. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. You know, Merry Krampus or any of the other holidays. The winter solstice. Whatever you're into, man. Hope you guys are having a great time of year. I know everybody's busy and a lot of hustle and bustle, but I'm glad that you could spend an hour with me and enjoy this conversation. So also, too, want to say big shout out this year to Audiophile Inc. They've been my sponsor for most of the year, and they've been helping a lot of people out, getting the best deals in town on their merchandise. They can do the same for you. So if you have an idea that you want screen printed and slapped on a t-shirt, Shane at Audiophile is going to get you taken care of. So make sure you go to audiophileinc.com and check it out. And if you want to get me a Christmas gift and yourself a Christmas gift at the same time, easiest way to do that, go to audibletrial.com/SeanVsWild and sign up for a free 30 days. Because even if you sign up, even if you don't keep it, I'm getting some money for that. So very excited about that. Just sign up and you get a free audiobook. Enjoy it. Give it a listen. And sign up for it and keep it for as long as you like. So audibletrial.com/SeanVsWild. Also, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to Joe Brock, who's been booping the dials all year round. Could not have done the show without him. Thank you so much, Joe, for everything. And thank you, the listener, for tuning in each and every week. Please like, share, and subscribe on iTunes and on Stitcher. And it's on Spotify now, okay? And also be on the lookout next week for a little Spotify Christmas present from me. So I will post that link next week on with the podcast. So cheers, everybody. Thank you so much. Happy holidays, and let's get wild. I think the nog has separated for me because it's very like straight alcohol, and then there's like a big shot of cream.
Right. It's just like, here's some spiced rum bourbon brandy with a dash of vanilla.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've got a lot of it. It's just in two separate things. I don't know how that happened. I did shake the bottle.
I did shake it, yes. Gave it a good shake.
Is this a Jim Beam product? Or
this is an Evan Williams specialty.
Yeah.
I shook it like a Polaroid picture.
Yeah, but still, it's, I don't know, it's not too bad. It kind of hits you, though. Like, if I get, like, a little of the nog.
Right. Can I get a little nog?
Can I get a little nog with the alcohol? Then it's really pleasant. But if you just get a straight alcohol and then a little nog splash at the beginning or the end.
I'll have straight alcohol with a splat. Can I get a nog back?
That last sip was good because it didn't have hardly any alcohol in it at all. I probably drank all the alcohol in the first drink.
And then
the second drink is not too shabby. Well, tis the season. We're just drinking eggnog here.
I know. I love it. I haven't had eggnog in, well, I don't even know if I've ever really had eggnog. I just see it on movies,
right.
People enjoying it. I'm like, oh, dude, that looks just like a bowl of goodness.
Yeah, I feel like we needed some sort of cinnamon spice or something that goes on top.
Yeah. Paprika. Do you have a little nutmeg in the kitchen?
Nutmeg. Just, yeah, you know, after this, we'll really spice up the nog.
Right.
Spice up the nog.
Let's get like three.
People of the world, spice up the
spice
nog.
Spice up your nog. Let's get three nogs deep and then yeah. go into the kitchen.
Just
for...
call me fucking Nogzilla over here. I'm ready to roll. Ready to make this happen. Guys, you're listening to the Sean vs. Wild podcast. I'm your host, as always, the man, the myth, the Sean Thriller Smith. And I'm half of one eggnog deep, and I am chatting today all about Christmas with my best friend in the whole world. My sister Leslie has joined me in the Smithsonian today.
I have, yes. I'm super excited.
And this is her first podcast. She's never podcast before.
Nope, so it's going to be
I think it's
going to
be fun. Two yes. naturals.
We are.
Two pussies. This is what I'm thinking.
With two nogs.
Two nogs here, man. Yeah. We're just going to be knocking noggers. Over here, double noggin knocker, as Gorilla Monsoon would say.
We're nog deep.
Yeah, we're nog
in
deep,
the
dude.
Smithsonian.
So, yeah, and all today is going to be about, I think we're going to talk about Christmas and just growing up in general fun merriment
mm-hmm.
here. It's going to be the tales, it's going to be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories.
Right.
Of Christmases long, long ago.
Because that's what you do at Christmas. You sit around and you tell ghost stories.
That's what I'm
like,
saying.
Where did that come from?
Scary ghost stories. What kind of Christmases have you been having? What kind of skeletons
right.
are in your family's
exactly.
closet? Someone needs to exhume.
What's been going on?
Yeah, exactly. What the hell does it matter?
What the hell is that smell?
What the hell is that smell? Grumpy old man. Pew.
That's part of the movie.
Yeah. Close the door. The flies are crazy about my macaroni and cheese dish. I just want to grow up to be Walter Matthau.
I think you're probably well on your way.
Well on your way, dude.
Well, you're kind of him now.
The green hornet strikes again.
Good stuff.
Yeah, man. Not too shabby.
No, not for, well, I literally had to choose between that and nothing. So
so
I went
bad.
With that, you know, as an eggnog choice.
Yeah. Well, I do like I want to try the rum chata.
Oh, it's so good.
See, I like horchata mm-hmm. and don't mind some spiced rum or some rum. And to put it together, I think it's going to be a delicious Christmas treat.
Yeah, and the great thing about that is you could drink it by itself and it kind of tastes like an oatmeal raisin cookie.
Yeah,
if you drink it by yourself, and it's great in your coffee.
Yeah, I think horchata just kind of tastes like what I hope eggnog tastes like, but just...
But not.
Yeah, like I think that horchata just in general is like really tasty. Like a chai latte. It kind of reminds me
yes.
of a chai latte mm-hmm. or something like that. And I want eggnog to taste like that, but...
But sadly...
This eggnog is doing me in already. Like, I'm like,
I feel
damp.
A little heated.
I know, I was going to say, like... Yeah, some
already,
perspiration
yeah,
on your forehead.
I've already broken out into a sweat over here.
Yeah,
it's
no,
like 20
it's
degrees
crazy.
Outside.
It is so cold, guys. It's a chilly Indiana night here. And I did notice on Time Hop, actually, Leslie, it was 4 years ago today, we went and saw Justin Timberlake.
Was that 4 years ago
Four
already?
Years ago today, to the day.
Wow.
We saw the 2020 experience.
That was an awesome experience.
And so how crazy is it that album, the second album, came out 4 years ago?
I know.
The part two of that
experience. What's JT been doing since then? Have you talked to him lately?
Where has time gone?
I don't know. Yeah, 4 years. That seems like we just went like a couple years ago, really. But that was an awesome concert.
I agree. And JT, responsible for one of the greatest Christmas albums with his buddies in NSYNC.
Oh, no doubt. What was Backstreet
Christmas...
Boys doing? Like, where were they on the Christmas album drop?
To be honest with you, I don't know. Did they even have one?
I
doubt it.
If anybody's listening and can find a Backstreet Boys album.
Yeah, please hit me up. SeanVersusWild@gmail.com.
And I dare you just say it was better than the NSYNC album.
Because it's not going to be.
No.
See, that's the thing. NSYNC's album is iconic, man. It's imprinted into my psyche where if Backstreet Boys put one out, like, I don't even remember it. That's how forgettable it is.
Yeah, totally.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
I was just about to go there. I was
just about to go there.
Just break it out because, you know, that's the one song you hear. You're out somewhere and you can be like, oh, yeah, dude, damn, Christmas is awesome.
Yeah. And I want to give just a word to the wise out there. A lot of bands, like, I know a lot of musicians. I used to be a musician, whatever. a lot of my friends, a lot of people that I know, a lot of contemporary bands, they're always covering Last Christmas. They're covering Merry Christmas, War Is Over by John Lennon.
Mm-hmm.
Do yourself a fave, man. Those are being played out, man. Those are being done every year. Somebody cover Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays by NSYNC.
Absolutely, hands down.
The time has come. Yes. It's been 16 years, 17 years, 18 years. It's been a long time. And so, yeah, I suggest put on your khakis, put on your Old Navy.
Your cargo pants.
Your cargo pants, uh-huh. Obviously.
Yes.
Your Old Navy tech vest.
No doubt.
Or your fleece pullover.
Invest in a lot of LA Looks hair gel.
Absolutely.
Or La Looks, as I like to
call it. La Looks. It's France.
Yeah, it is France. It's in the French section of your Dollar General store.
Yes. La Looks. Yeah, check out your LA Looks. Gel up your spikes.
Mm-hmm. Even bleach your tips.
Bleach your tips,
before
bro.
You gel them up.
Man, I used to have the bleach tips down pat back in the day.
I remember that, yeah.
The secret, guys, if you ever want the perfect bleach tips, I know I've shared this on the podcast before when Kevin was on here, two guys that really had the bleach tip game on lock.
On point.
Secret is, when you have your hair cut short, just bleach it blonde and then
grow it out.
Let your roots grow out so much. And
that's kind of what I look like I'm doing right now.
That the tips are blonde. Yeah.
I'm bringing blonde tips back.
Yeah, I was like, is this Lance? Lance Bass? Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, wait. It's my sister.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were someone else.
Lance, Leslie. It's Lance, easy.
Yes. Has Santa finally brought you to my home, Mr. Bass? But yeah. Yeah, and then your Old Navy tech vest or your fleece pullover, I feel like it's always got to be lime green or orange.
Yeah, or that like kind of electric blue.
I was going to say blue with like a red
three.
With like a red highlight. Like it's always going to have some sort of red trim going.
But make sure you get them on the Black Friday when your fleece jackets are $5.
A nickel.
Yeah.
I went to Old Navy the other day and the whole store was 60% off. I was like, what a great deal.
That is a great deal.
So, got my jeans for $25.
Sweet.
Yeah. So, that way I look good for the holidays.
Oh, absolutely. Do you have your Christmas sweater yet?
I do not have my Christmas sweater. I did see some Christmas sweaters at Meijer, though, and they were for $17.50.
Actually, that's not a bargain.
I take that back. I do have a Christmas sweater. I have a WWE Nikki Bella Christmas sweater.
Nice.
That I'll be wearing this year, I believe.
Was that a purchase just this year?
It was a gift last year, so fingers crossed that it still fits.
Dude, with the, how warm this eggnog's making me, you can call me a Christmas sweater right now.
I'm just saying, man. Crack the window.
Oh, right.
So, yeah. But, yeah, we're off to a great start. So, you know, we had this idea to sit down and chat. It is the holidays, the holiday season. What are some of your favorite, you know, Christmas memories? You've known me for my whole life. You've known me for 31 years.
I have.
And I've known you for 31 years. And yeah, so we've had many a great Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
What was one of your favorite Christmases?
Oh, man. There's so many, though, like when we were growing up, because I feel like in our age group, we got some of the coolest toys. Yeah. Like, sometimes I just look at toys now, and I'm like, these toys are junk. Like, how do kids get excited about it? But then I'm like, oh, they don't, because they have iPads now.
Right, exactly.
Best toy, like, best Christmases, best toys, I would say, one of my favorites was when we got the Color Blaster. Did we each get a Color Blaster, or did we only get one, and then we had to share it?
I think we actually both got a Color Blaster. And if you guys don't know what a Color Blaster is, let us hit you with some knowledge right now.
Drop something on them.
So, to me, Color Blaster, it was like a basically like a red piece of plastic.
Mm-hmm. It kind of looked like a little desk.
Kind of looked like a man.
It looked like a desk.
Yeah, it's like a drafting table. It was like a red plastic drafting table. It might have even been backlit because it had like a piece of white plastic. If
it was
I remember
backlit.
Correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And you would add paint, I believe. You would have markers.
Yeah, it was like a little marker that had a little circle on the end.
Yeah. So you basically would put your drawing or your stencil. You put a piece of paper on the drafting table. There's a stencil that goes over it, and then this piece of plastic table has a pump, and you're just pumping it.
Right. You would literally
like a bike pump.
You would have to pump for like a good 45 minutes to get the smallest whisper of airbrush.
Yeah.
So you would be going at it, and you'd just be like.
Yeah, exactly. And then, yeah, you basically have a marker that's connected to
the hose.
A hose that blows the air that you pumped in there. And it. Long story short, guys, it's like a poor man's airbrush, you know.
Right.
The color blaster.
It was, yeah, but you would have to. That was like why I stopped using it, because I'm like, God, dude, do I have an hour and a half
to pump? Like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Right. My right arm is bulging with muscles right now.
I had like Mickey Mouse glove hands, like after having to pump that thing for so long. But you know what? It kind of squashed my dreams of becoming an airbrush artist on Daytona Beach or something.
That's
like
true.
That.
But you know, they have like a mechanical blower
of
air.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So
it literally looked like someone who sprays for bugs. You know, like the pump and the backpack that they wear.
That's probably what they're probably like, we got to repurpose this. There's not enough bike tires being aired up, or there's not enough pests to spray for. So we really got to figure out a way to market this to kids.
Yeah. How can we recycle these?
I remember the big stencil for Color Blaster was definitely the flamingo, number one.
No doubt. And I think that's maybe where my love of flamingos came from, just remembering the Color Blaster.
Yeah. And then my favorite was the race car. Palm tree was also very popular.
Well, it was the flamingo and the palm tree in one, because he was in a little lagoon thing, I think.
Right.
And he could put sunglasses on him.
Yeah, that's true. There's nothing, I don't know. There's nothing that screams early '90s than like a red Ferrari,
no doubt,
and a palm tree, mm-hmm, and like a flamingo in like pink and teal.
Oh yeah,
and
pink
yellow.
Pink, teal, and yellow were the just every color of everything.
Right,
windbreaker outfits.
Your London fog.
Oh, yeah. The wind doesn't stand a chance.
I got my British Knights shoes on, my London fog.
Oh, you couldn't call them British Knights. You had to call them BKs.
Your BKs. And if you really wanted to be cool, and I'm thinking about maybe bringing this back big time, okay? This is a look that needs to come back. Your windbreaker outfits, if you wanted to be cool, you didn't wear a shirt underneath your windbreaker.
Oh, no. You got sweaty as hell.
Yeah.
About as sweaty as I am right now.
Your windbreaker is literally like a sauna suit.
That's it.
An ultimate fighter would wear that into the sauna to cut 15 pounds in a day.
I think it's the equivalent of just having one of those giant sumo suits on for Halloween.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I went to a party over the summer, and it was like a celebration thing, and they had the sumo suits that they rented in the ring, mm-hmm, you know? And the thing I remember most about the sumo suit, I wouldn't put it on. Reason being is because it reeked of BO. And it's like definitely not belonging to anyone else.
Yes.
So this is, I'm like, how clean are these?
Right. What is your dry clean policy on these costumes?
We have to return these. Why? Because they're too stinky.
I was just having this conversation the other day too, talking about like
sumo
random
suits?
Random stinky things. Do you remember going to like Chuck E. Cheese or anywhere else that had like the ball pit? Why did the ball pit always smell like a giant foot? Always like someone's old dirty sock, like
the ball pit.
It always has that weird like funky yoga mat smell to it.
Smell. Can you smell me?
Can you smell me?
I smell ducky. You smell me?
You smell me?
That's a little Land Before Time for you guys, mm-hmm, hitting you with
maybe
it.
Maybe that's before your time.
Yeah, maybe this comes from a land before your time.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I don't even know where we were talking. Oh, yes. So the Color Blaster.
Color Blaster. I did get the Barbie Dream House, which I feel...
That was like a four-story.
Yeah. I feel like broke apart within the first 6 months.
It's just... a few plastic sticks and like cardboard.
It was cardboard. And then it had the elevator in the middle, which in the commercial, it never showed that someone has to pull a string, you know, to get the elevator yeah. up. You just thought it was electric somehow. And, so I remember like pulling the string and then it would get all like slapdash and kind of turn sideways. And I'm like, what builder signed off on this yeah. elevator? We'll
put the elevator in the middle. That's cool. I like it too. It's got an elevator in it. What are you in, fucking Scarface?
Right.
like Barbies married to fucking Tony Montana.
Miami 80s Barbie.
I remember too, the Ken doll that you had a gray suede tuxedo. Oh, no.
And a pink bow tie.
Like, mm-hmm. And like a little, I guess, a white dickie. Like the Million Dollar Man. Like Ted DiBiase.
He was. I wonder if I could find that Ken.
I don't know.
Ted DiBiase of Ken dolls.
Maybe that, yeah. Well, she's married to the Million Dollar Man. That's why they have
That's why they have $1 million.
Explains the elevator. And then the Barbie dream car, which again, Ferrari.
Ferrari.
Uh-huh. You know, red Ferrari. Mm-hmm. Can't go wrong there. Again, staple of early 90s culture.
I just want to know what they were doing for, I mean, obviously Scarfacing, but.
Yeah. They have a multi-million dollar toy business.
Mm-hmm.
So.
There you go.
And I think your Ken doll had, did he have hair or no?
I think his hair was just plastic.
Painted on?
Yeah. Mm. Painted on.
Yeah. Well, any other gifts of note?
Well, the She-Ra castle, mm-hmm. all the She-Ra, like Catra, was that her arch nemesis? I can't remember. It was Catra, and she had a big pink, like, panther that she rode on.
I wouldn't know. I was,
too busy He-Maning and yeah. Ninja Turtling.
Oh, man. He-Man. Yeah. Okay. But She-Ra was pretty cool, too.
Yeah. I still wish I had that castle.
Horse.
Yeah.
Pegasus mm-hmm. or horse?
Pegasus has the wings.
Okay. But it doesn't have a horn.
I don't think so.
Okay. Guys, if you're into She-Ra, all right, just hit me up. All right. Dorks. tell me how wrong I am on that one. But yeah. You know, that's funny. My favorite Christmas, I guess the most notable Christmas for me was like Christmas 93, I want to say. And I remember specifically it snowed and we were in the White House. Mm-hmm. And for anybody listening, we were not going to the White House in D.C., but that's what we called our house growing up.
Our childhood house.
Childhood home was just called the White House because it mm-hmm. was...
We were very presidential at a young age. It was very distinguished.
Yes. So I live in the Smithsonian now. I grew up in the White House.
Full circle.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Full circ. But my favorite, so it's like 93. I remember it did snow that year. And that was the year, that must have been a great year for us because we got the basketball goal.
Yes.
That year.
Which we didn't even want to use because how do you play basketball in the snow, really? Yes.
So we got the basketball goal.
Did we get the trampoline,
We got
too?
The trampoline, God. The full-size trampoline. And I remember that it snowed, so we had it in Granny and Grandpa's garage.
I remember that.
And that's not a tall garage,
no.
So somehow we were jumping on it like full force.
Because we were that excited. We were like, we're not going to wait. Yeah. We got to have it now.
Yeah. And so we're going full circle, full force on this. And somehow we didn't hit our heads or anything.
No.
And the top of the garage, too. Like I said, it's not a very tall garage to begin with. But also, like, the top 2 feet has, like, plywood mm-hmm. across it for storage.
Right. And so. Just random jagged nails.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
You know what? Hey, these kids will be fine.
Broken glass.
And I guess why that one's so familiar, because we also got the video camera. That was the year Mama and Papa got the video camera from Uncle Larry.
I was going to say we didn't get it, but yes, the video camera was introduced into
our lives.
Yes.
And I think maybe that's why... Maybe that's why I remember that so much, because we have it on tape somewhere.
We do have it on tape.
We have it on tape somewhere. I'll find it. I actually have all of the home movies in a bag on VHS.
I think because, isn't that when we tried it out in the kitchen?
Yeah.
And then
Then I'm like a dork. I'm like, hey, I'm going to put my hand over and be like, hey, I'm a kid.
Hey, cool. Oh, look, close up of my mouth.
Like, check this out. Yeah. I'm going to put my hand over it. Like, please don't film me. Because I always see that
on TV.
Take
a step back, guys. Paparazzi. Come on.
So, you know, and everybody's just trying to get the hang of it.
Zooming in, zooming out. Yeah.
Like, this is how you do it.
Like, that's the first 20 minutes of the video is just zoom, someone asking, is this on?
Right.
Yeah. How do I know if it's recording?
Is it recording, Larry?
Yeah.
Is it recording, Larry?
Larry? Larry, everybody, is it on?
Everybody taking turns.
Yeah.
Like, Larry, how do we do this?
Just random close-ups of people like walking up and trying to fumble with it and switch it off.
Could you imagine how many home movies between the years of like, I don't know. When did sound become prevalent on your home video recorder?
Oh, God. Maybe.
Early 80s, I guess. I mean, yeah. Marty McFly has a JVC recorder that has sound on it. That takes place in 1985.
I would just assume, because I still remember seeing people's home movies from the 70s and there's no sound.
Right.
Sometimes.
So let's just say early 80s is when sound is put in your own. Oh, well, here's the deal. Duh. The advent of the VHS would basically.
Genius. You're a genius.
Yeah. But how many home movies do you think between, you know, 1980 and 1995 just start out with people questioning what they're doing?
Right.
What Larry? Is this?
Yeah.
What, is it recording?
Yeah. How do I know? I don't hear anything.
Yeah, I don't hear anything. I don't see anything.
No. It's all black. You got to take the lens cap off.
Right. And the thing is so big. Talk about sweating bullets.
Oh, that thing was
400 pounds.
It was like a boombox with, yeah. It was just a boombox.
It's the size of like the cameras they use on like professional wrestling or something.
Right.
You can knock somebody out on that, with that.
It's the size of what they use in like a newsroom.
Yeah.
And you're just balancing that on your shoulder.
Yeah, for home use. So yeah, imagine that. And then it just gets all hot and you're it's so funny. Like you have to stick your face up to like the side of it where like the tape mechanism is, and like it holds a full VHS tape. So
yeah.
This wasn't like
a 4-hour tape.
Yeah. This wasn't like have the small, like Hi8 VHS. This is like a full size regular VHS. And then you would, you know, have it up to your face and stuff. And then you pull it away and you get that breath of fresh cold air.
Right.
And then there's just a big sweat stain on the side of
I think ours eventually ended up getting like a little ring around
probably.
The collar.
I think
but the ring around the eyepiece.
That wouldn't surprise me in the least. taking it to SeaWorld.
Oh, we did take it to SeaWorld.
Yeah, what a great vacation. Just to get off topic of Christmas, but one time my grandparents took us to like a vacation that was just a trip around the United States.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically just a circle.
We did make a huge circle.
Yeah.
And how long were we gone? It felt like an eternity. It felt like we were on the Oregon Trail.
Kind right.
of. But my car. No yeah. one died of dysentery.
No.
But.
Yeah. But we did eat a lot of Denny's. I remember that.
So much Denny's.
In the morning.
Yeah.
That was our favorite thing. I remember I was like, I got to get the Grand Slam breakfast because it comes with a baseball card. Like one baseball card.
I mean,
got to get that Florida Marlins baseball card, dude.
You could have probably just asked and saved.
I could have just bought a pack of baseball cards.
Or that, too. Yeah. But where's the fun in that?
That's true. Collecting is the important part.
I mean, because really, let's think about how depressing it is to go and eat at Denny's. That was like maybe the one redeeming quality.
Yeah. I mean, Denny's is lame now, I think. It's okay when it's late night and it's part of like a truck stop, like if it's a Flying J or something, but I don't know. We had a lot of Denny's, but I also think it's kind of strange because we went to Mount Rushmore and we went to SeaWorld in San Antonio. So like those are like nowhere near each other on the map.
No, we went
Texas,
to Yellowstone.
Yellowstone National Park.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't go to like Canada, or not Canada. Well, we didn't go to Canada, but we didn't go to California is what I meant to say. Hey, we didn't go to Canada, guys. There's a lot of places we didn't go on this vacation. Canada just being one of them. But there are a lot of places that we did go. So it was like just making a trip. I remember St. Louis. We saw the Arch.
Mm-hmm.
We went through, you know, like I said, North Dakota, South Dakota, wherever the
Mount Rushmore
is. We
went to Waldrug.
Yes, Waldrug.
And we went to all these random like just... weird little
we stayed
stores.
In that desert cabin.
Oh, I was
hotel.
Hoping that you would remember that. I was just about to ask, and I can't remember what state it was. All I remember it was a state that was hotter than Hades.
Yes,
and it was a little roadside cabin set up, and none of the cabins had air conditioning.
No, not a one.
And we went in the middle of summer.
And I remember. One of the big things that I remember about staying in that like desert cabin, because it's all wood and everything, and I was like real into gunfighters, of course. I'd just seen Tombstone.
Yeah, we were like had books on Doc Holliday and Wyatt Earp. And,
yeah, because I was real into Tombstone. We both were. Let's face
but
it. It's the greatest
Wyatt,
movie.
But not Wyatt Earp.
Yeah, no one likes Wyatt Earp except for John Brayboy and Adam. your husband. But
still a thorn in our side. Like,
it's, yes.
It's, yeah.
Stuck in my crawl.
It's the rough part of our marriage.
But yeah, what I remember most about that cabin is watching Unsolved Mysteries, which is frightening in its own right. But
right.
Especially outside in the middle of nowhere in a cabin.
In the desert, kind of.
And I remember also another frightening thing was the commercial for Tim Richards. The commercial for Stephen King's Nightmares and Dreamscapes, the book.
Yes.
And it would just show creepy scenes from all like the movies that he had done.
Yeah, I remember.
It was like The Master of Horror, Nightmares and Dreamscapes.
Because it was a Time Life collection, wasn't it?
Definitely.
That like all came out. Yeah, and it would play like, I just remember it showing church.
Yeah, exactly. The cat with the glowing eyes. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So yeah, a little off topic of Christmas, but we had a great time. But yeah, that was my favorite Christmas, I think. The year that we got the trampoline, the basketball goal.
We must have been like just really awesome kids that year.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying, because that's a lot of investment, especially in 1993.
Yeah.
So big ups to the fam on that one.
Right.
That was a great year. So yeah, a lot of Christmases. I remember a lot of the... Even for years afterwards, having the Ninja Turtle wrapping paper that was like brown.
Yes.
With like the Ninja Turtles celebrating Christmas.
We could not get rid of it.
Yeah, that lasted us from 1989 to roughly 2014.
3 years ago.
Yeah.
We finally just finished the roll.
Hey guys, it's back in style, dude. People are going to love this. They're going to be crazy about it.
And... it's back now at Target. Target Ninja Turtle paper. I'm like, is this the exact same paper that we had?
Yeah.
And what did we do? Just like buy it at an auction, like a truckload of it?
We got, exactly. The Ninja Turtle paper, the Sesame Street paper lasted for a long time, too.
I liked the Sesame Street paper. It was ugly, too, but
yeah.
I liked it.
It's a product of that had to have been late 80s.
Yeah, because it was like that poop gold.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Sort of.
Yeah.
I think that the poop gold. Who the hell?
I like to get fancy with my description. My
gold
color.
And turds.
I think that's a Pantone color. It's the color of the year, actually.
Yes.
2018 poop gold.
Poop gold.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's see here. I made a list of some things that we need to talk about.
Okay. Because there are so many things that we kind of. We'll just span everything if we don't keep on track.
Yeah, I know. Also, any good Christmas memories?
Well, I think the memories kind of coincide with the presents.
You think
so? But something that always brings back a good memory is when I go to Walgreens and I see, shout out to Walgreens, one of my favorite places, the Royal Dansk cookie tins.
Oh, yeah.
Like the little butter cookies.
The Danish cookies.
And Mama and Papa always had them. Granny and Grandpa always had them. And then I remember like Mom having one, and I would open it up and it's like a sewing kit. I'm like, how many times have I been tricked by the Royal Danish cookies? And it's the damn sewing kit.
You know, I wonder if anybody else ever did that. Guys, tell me how you reused your blue Royal Dansk cookie tin over the years.
I would not be shocked if everybody else is like, yeah, my mom and grandma use it as their sewing kit.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me in the least. That's the most practical. But we need to get one so that way we can, I don't know, assemble a sewing kit of some sort or whatever. Like, oh, hey, I put my movie ticket stubs in here.
You're right. Ooh, a Royal Dansk. Psych.
The best cookie in the Royal Dansk is that one that has like the salt size sugar.
Right.
Like the big kernels.
The crystal meth.
Yeah.
Unsprinkled
like
on top.
The Breaking Bad cookie.
Mine was always like the circle.
They're all circles, aren't they?
Well, the one that, no, they're not. Because one's a little wafer. Another one has the crystal meth sprinkled on it. And
one's like pretzel shaped, isn't it?
One's pretzel. But mine was always the, like the circle, the two ends met, you could see. Do you know which one I'm talking
yes.
about? Yeah.
The Ouroboros.
Yes.
My favorite was the Ouroboros one. Do you remember the
never-ending story snake one?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That one's my favorite. Yeah, Royal Dansk. You know, one of my favorite Christmas memories, actually, not too long ago, reason why I have all of the movies, I would say probably 2004, 2005, was the Christmas that it snowed so much and we got like
blocked in.
Yeah, it is blocked in, and you know, Uncle Larry had trouble getting down from Indy that year, and I think Indiana declared like a state of emergency and put everybody off the road that weekend or whatever. And I remember I really wanted to go somewhere and go to like a Christmas party, and I was living with Mel and Papaw then, and I was just like, I'm gonna go out, and then I got the truck stuck because obviously there's so much snow, and I was like, oh, I'm so bummed. I can't go out and with my friends, you know. And
on
then
Christmas,
on, you know, like, yeah, it's 2 days before Christmas. Why did I, or whatever, I can't go out. So Memo's like, hey, I know something that we can do. And then she bust out all of the Christmas tapes.
Aww.
And there was actually a tape from your birthday, maybe, or like an early birthday. I don't even know if I was there.
Really?
Yet. No, really? Well, I guess I was there. I was probably two or three. I was real young.
What was my birthday cake? Was it Cookie Monster?
Maybe. It was in the trailer.
Oh, I don't remember that one.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Maybe that was my Big Bird cake. I was super hardcore in Sesame Street, obviously.
It was my jam.
Yeah.
Cookies are just a sometimes food now for Cookie Monster. I don't know if you knew that.
I know.
Yeah.
What happened? So, he's just like the sometimes Cookie Monster
yeah,
now?
Yeah, sometimes Cookie Monster.
That's his name?
Yeah.
Oh, I was just
well, I don't think
facetious.
It's sometimes, but that's his motto. That's his game. What? Cookies are just a sometimes food.
Wow.
He's more like the, I don't know, they gave him some name like the cardio monster or something like that.
The so. Keto diet
the
monster.
The keto monster. Yeah, the caveman yeah, diet monster. Exactly. I just eat meat.
The calorically conscious monster. Yes,
the Atkins monster. Mostly just high proteins.
Right.
Very, very low carb. No carb if you can get away with it. But anyway, so that one's one of my favorites because me and Mel and Pablo got to watch all the Christmas movies together and laugh and have a good time and check it all out. And they have home movies spanning back to before Mom was even born. And that was really cool because, you know, you get to see them at younger. I mean, Mel's younger than both of us. Pablo's probably our age. And them hanging out with their friends and stuff. That was really cool.
That's awesome.
So that's probably my favorite Christmas memory. One of my favorites. So, yeah.
Lucky.
Yeah. So that's the one that's not gift related. I'm surprised you didn't bring up the time that I accidentally killed an animal.
Oh, yeah. I kind of have repressed that memory. It's buried deep down.
My sister used to torture me as a kid.
Lovingly.
Lovingly, yeah. Torture me as a kid by many, many things. But one year, I think for Christmas, I believe it was Christmas.
I think it was Easter.
Oh, was
real.
It Easter?
Yeah.
Oh. Somebody gave us like a bucket of ducks. Like it was like a laundry basket of chicks.
It was totally a bucket of ducks,
yeah.
Of ducklings.
And I was so young, I didn't even know what was up. And I wanted to hold one. And it was little. And I was little. And I accidentally killed it.
Yeah. You.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
You suffocated it with love.
With love.
At least when it went out of this world.
It was loved.
Being loved to death.
To death. I did. And that is basically, that's never left me.
Right.
I love everybody.
I'm in therapy over it right now.
So, yeah. But yeah, Christmas memories. Yeah. Favorite gift. Oh, here's a great topic.
Mm-hmm.
The best Xmas movies. Which one's your favorite?
Well, I always go for Home Alone, always. And I don't know now if I'm just going to Home Alone because it's almost like a habit for me, because that one has been one of my favorites. But I know it's not technically Christmas. It is Christmas-ish.
Right.
Just Friends.
Yeah.
Always.
Just Friends is my new favorite because I've seen so many of the other ones.
Right.
So many times.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I went on a big Christmas Vacation kick where I was watching it every year. And then now I'm just like, oh, yeah, Christmas Vacation. Like, I love that movie. Don't want to watch it.
Yeah, right I now. Literally have it memorized from beginning to end.
Yeah, and Just Friends is a great one that's like just a breath of fresh air.
It really, and it's not all centered around Christmas. I mean, Christmas is in the background.
Slapping the ham?
Not the ham I just bought.
Whose ham did you slap?
Oh, his mom is the sweetest.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. I need to show off my moves, show off my skills.
Be yourself. Be yourself.
So great. I do love Just Friends. We watched that last year.
Yeah.
It's Wonderful Life is another one of my favorites. And honestly,
Bedford Falls.
Hello, Bedford Falls. Well, I think the reason why I like it so much, watched it probably for the first time, like, I don't know, 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. So it's not like this is my 300th time watching it.
Right, yeah.
I've watched it 10
Plus,
times.
It's a pretty long movie.
Yeah.
So,
and that's another thing that's another movie that benefits from not really, It's Wonderful Life is not really a Christmas movie. The last scene of it, you know, takes place around Christmas, but it's more
the angel getting their wings. Right?
Yeah. And it's about George Bailey's life, mm-hmm. you know, so it goes through all of the aspects of his life from him being a kid until him being, you know, an adult, and just the last really scene takes place
where
on
it's
Christmas.
All snowy and
yeah
pristine.
Exactly.
He has this new look about life.
Yeah, his new outlook on life is Christmas time. But yeah, love Christmas Vacation. Very quotable.
But we could shelf it for a minute.
Yeah,
you know,
I've officially shelved Elf.
Wow.
It's not like it's going on the shelf and never coming back. It's not the
did
Elf on the Shelf.
Did you elf it?
I've shelved it.
I see what you did there.
But it's been on a brief hiatus for me.
Well, it's so overplayed.
Yeah, that was the big thing. It's like, hey, USA Channel, we're doing 14 days of Elf.
Right, yeah.
Great.
24 hours for 14 days. Yes, all Elf. Well, Adam would be happy to know that when you come over to watch Christmas movies that Elf is not on your watch list.
But I haven't watched it in like 2 or 3 years, so maybe this is the year that it comes back with a vengeance.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe you will sit down and watch the entire 14-day, 24-hour marathon of Elf.
Speaking of with a vengeance, Die Hard.
Oh, yeah. People forget that it's a Christmas movie.
Yeah. It's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting a lot of cultural relevance as a Christmas movie lately, thanks to the internet. But yeah. Die Hard's great.
And The Office, when they memorized the entire movie of Die Hard.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the one for Agent Michael Scarn?
No, that's a different episode.
I love
but
Michael Scarn.
Even though not a movie, one of the Benihana Christmas of The Office is one of my absolute favorites. I will watch that all the time.
Yeah, not too shabby for a Christmas sewed. I do like The Office. I kind of fell off of it. Is the Benihana one the one where is Andy in that one?
Yes.
Is that the one where Andy actually does like the tin drummers drumming or whatever? He just keeps giving that girl birds.
Right.
They keep
like
biting
destroying
her
face.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Andy is Benihana is
the
I
Nard
think,
dog.
I can't ever hear Gimme the Beat Boys without thinking. No,
be my little soul.
Right. The Benihana's earlier on in The Office, I believe.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Is that the one where they give out the awards for the busiest beaver award?
It's literally when they go to Benihana.
Okay, yeah.
Hence so the title.
Where do they go in this episode?
So really, what is this episode centered around? Is it Christmas?
I haven't watched The Office as much as everybody else. I did watch quite a bit of it, but once. You know, I watched it when it was on TV, and I mm-hmm. haven't revisited too much of it since then. For the first couple seasons I've seen a few times, but
those are the best ones anyway, I feel like.
The first season is hard to get through.
It is. I'm like, ooh.
It's not that funny.
Yeah. Whatever. But the second and third are my favorites.
For sure. Mm-hmm. I loved the first time I saw The British Office and Tim, which, you know, Morgan Freeman.
Get your names together.
His name's Martin Freeman or Martin, whatever. He plays Bilbo Baggins in the Hobbit movie.
Oh, okay.
And he's in everything now. And he's in Love Actually and stuff.
Oh, and, the little guy.
Yeah. The second I saw him and I was like, oh my God, that looks exactly like Jim. And his name's Tim. And I was like, The American Office, you've ripped it completely. Like, didn't even try. Like,
no.
You literally got a clone.
Yeah. It's Tim.
Tim and
Mark.
Jim.
Yeah. Mark instead of Mike.
Yeah.
Markle Scott.
Yes. Other Christmas movies that I like, Gremlins.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty good Christmas movie. Again, not super Christmassy. Takes place at the Christmas time. Ernest Saves Christmas, of course.
Without a doubt.
MV. MV. Elms. Those are Vs.
Did the Ernest Saves Christmas and the National Lampoon's movie cases look super similar. Did they do that on purpose?
They probably did.
Okay. Also, I was trying to remember. I thought that they were really, really similar.
Growing up, I always remember that the intro to Christmas Vacation looks a ton like the intro to Honey, I Shrunk the Kids and Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead.
Because they all have, well, don't they have the same car? And they had to have Honey, I Shrunk the Kids and the Christmas Vacation?
I don't know, but the animation. I'm talking about like how it has the animated beginning.
Oh, the animation, yeah. I thought you were talking about the car.
It has like an animated credit sequence, and I was like, man, whoever, it must have been the same artist. They must have had a great year that year. You know, they're like, guys, we're going to get the Jelly of the Month Club this year.
Exactly.
But yeah.
Jelly of the Month?
It's a gift that keeps on giving. Save the neck for me, Clark.
Have you ever seen Eddie? A turkey neck?
No, but we actually just watched the Peanuts Thanksgiving, and Peppermint Patty said to Charlie Brown, save the neck.
Yes. Have you, if you've never seen a turkey neck, it is disgusting.
Why do people like it?
I don't know, but from working in a restaurant that smokes turkeys, sometimes we've seen the turkey neck. It literally looks like a flaccid penis.
Save that for me, please.
Right. Yeah, I'll take the flaccid penis part of the turkey.
I'll have that, please.
Or like remember when we were young and we would go to the store and they had like the cow's tongue in a jar?
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah. It looks like a cow's tongue. It's so gross. So disgusting. But props to you if you like it.
If you like the neck. Dude, shout out if you like the neck. Go ahead and shoot me a comment. Tell me what the neck is like.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just curious what the neck is all about.
If you're the neck eater in the family, if you're the one that shouts out, save it for me.
Neck eater. Good Lord. But yeah, the neck of the turkey.
The back.
Ew.
Right.
Other Christmas movies. I don't know. What are you thinking?
What's your least favorite Christmas movie?
Oh, easily. Without a doubt, listeners out there, my absolute least favorite Christmas movie, the most overrated Christmas movie is A Christmas Story.
Really?
You absolutely hate that one. Not into Christmas Story at all.
You'll shoot your eye out.
Yeah, I wish you would have shot his eye out. Real life. Then we'd never have to see him again.
Wasn't that supposed to be based in Indiana?
Probably.
I think the house is still there. I think it is in Indiana.
I'm just not super into it. And that's like another, like they play it for hours, like on repeat.
Right, yeah. I could not see that one for a while either.
Not super into A Christmas Story. Mm-hmm. I mean, of course, there's some other Christmas movies that are super lame, but of the ones that are the most beloved, that's the one that I like the least.
Wow.
Yeah, what about you?
You know, it's weird because I was random. Maybe not hated, but it kind of just makes me sad. And, you know, when I'm driving in my car by myself, instead of thinking of ways to like cure cancer or something, I'm thinking about Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, and just like how mean they were to him.
Yeah.
And how they like shit on Herbie.
Yeah.
For wanting to like.
Hermie.
Oh, see?
Is it Herbie or Hermie?
Hermie. It's Hermie. Yeah. Yeah. How they just shit on Hermie for wanting to do a little something different in life.
He's like, I want to be a dentist. And they're like, you fucking pussy.
Right. Little bitch right now.
Yeah. This is like, what?
Sit down, shut up, and fucking tanker.
Yeah, they tinker. Right. Nothing.
Nothing.
And they're just like, pussy.
Right.
You know, like totally belittling every elf that wants to be a dentist just gets laughed right out of town.
But laughed with probably by people with a mouthful of rotten teeth.
That's what I'm saying.
Because
what's the dental plan like at the North Pole?
Because what do elves eat?
Cookies.
Right. Cookies, cocoa. Candy, marshmallows. Like
they actually let me
what's the four food groups?
Yeah. Candy canes, candy corns, syrup. And syrup.
Right. So all rotten ass teeth are out here harshing poor Hermes dentistry.
I know, dude.
Dreams.
He probably cleans up. That's probably why he wants to be a dentist, man.
I know, but then
he'd be the most well paid, second to the big man.
Well, yeah, but then too, like at the end of the movie, Hermes like already practicing dentistry, and I was like, damn, did you do some?
You didn't even go to school,
University of Phoenix, like
he went
online
to DeVry.
On the side, like while Rudolph was saving Christmas, did he just like?
What did DeVry?
Matrix download, like
to ITT Tech.
Right.
I got a field of Dentistry.
Yeah, because he's already working on the Bumble's mouth at the end.
Yeah, that's true. And that's your least favorite, though?
Well, I don't know if it's my least favorite, but it's just frustrating. Because I'm left with more questions than answers. Because how did no one notice that everyone was being a royal dick to Rudolph until it came time for him to save the day for everybody? Then they're like, oh, you're awesome, Rudolph. Thanks for saving us. Or Christmas.
Yeah. Well, I like Rudolph, but I will say that some of the other ones, like Rudolph's, it's not Christmas, but Rudolph's like New Year. And some of the other claymation ones.
Mm-hmm.
Not as good.
No.
Rudolph is better than Frosty, which is a cartoon, but right. Still. Remember when we had the FHE Christmas classics
like
on
the
VHS
knockoff
tapes?
Christmas?
No, we had Rudolph.
Frosty.
Uh-huh. The Little Drummer Boy.
We did.
And
yes, I do remember that.
We definitely had those three.
Mm-hmm.
So the FHE, mm-hmm. Family Home Entertainment. Oh,
wow. Yeah. Do you remember when Keanu Reeves was in like Babes in Toyland?
Oh, yeah. I actually...
Randomly?
I remember getting Babes in Toyland. We used to always...
the McDonald's movies? Do you remember? When
exactly. Exactly where I got it, was the McDonald's movie.
Uh-huh.
So... I remember watching that in school a lot, and it was like one of those things, like anytime you had a holiday party, you'd watch Babes in Toyland. But the thing is like they only allowed like 45 minutes. So you only watched like the first 45 minutes, like
right.
Three times.
Yeah. And you're like, so am I ever going to see the end of this movie?
Okay. They're in Cincinnati. There's a snowstorm. I get it. Now she's in Toyland. What's going to happen? And I do remember one time. When I was sick, maybe when I was getting my tonsils taken out back in the day, but I remember actually flipping the movie on and watching it at home one day, and I was like, huh, that's how it ends.
Now you know.
Well, okay.
Right.
Like it
good
was like,
thing you were held on a cliffhanger all those times. Just to...
Now I just like the beginning more than I like the end. I was like, oh, really? That's it for
womp,
the end? That's dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me more about Cincinnati. C-I-N-C-I-N-N-A-T-I, Cincinnati. Yeah.
I mean, because doesn't she just end up going back to Cincinnati at the end?
Well, it's, you know, it's all like a fever dream.
Oh,
it's a Jacob's Ladder scenario.
Oh.
She wakes up and she's Bob Newhart and she wakes up in bed. It turns
out.
What
a letdown. Okay. I'm glad I don't really remember that now.
Yeah, it's like a Wizard of Oz type thing. Like, and you were there and you were there. Oh, and Keanu Reeves is like, was I there?
Right, dude. Also.
Most triumphant. I'm having an excellent Christmas.
Was that his first movie?
No, I don't know. I mean, obviously, Bill and Ted is before that. Bill and Ted precedes that.
That was before Babes in Toyland? Mm-hmm. Wow. So he went from Bill and Ted to that.
Hey, man. Got to get some work somewhere.
Right?
Better than
for scraps
better
on
than
that
his
one.
Halloween classic Dracula was like, oh, hello, I'm going to Budapest. I'm an English gentleman. So yeah. And Garfield's Christmas.
Oh, love some Garfield's Christmas.
In retrospect, I think, you know, a lot of people, you know, growing up, they'll be like, man, I was really into G.I. Joe and I was really into Transformers. And while I was really into Ninja Turtles, my cartoon of choice was Garfield.
Maybe he's your cartoon spirit animal.
He really is. I think I grew up to be just like Garfield. Like, I hate Mondays.
Right.
I love lasagna.
Right. Taking naps.
Sleeping.
You sleep in a box.
Yeah. I sleep in a box.
Right.
I've been kicking dogs.
Uh-huh.
Well, good right. Lord. What's wrong with you people? What's wrong with you? Yeah, dude, I just loved Garfield and his Christmas, great. Halloween, great. We watched Garfield's Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's any other Christmassy stuff that I, movie wise, that I liked or disliked.
You remember when you got me the whole Garfield like trilogy, the Halloween, the Thanksgiving, the Christmas?
I believe that was Travis Holmes. Shout out.
Oh, it was Travis Holmes.
Shout out to Travis
Holmes.
Shout
out Travis Holmes, which he maybe should have been on this podcast because he loves Christmas just as much as we do. But yeah, so Travis Holmes got me that DVD one year randomly for Christmas. And I happened to notice somehow that if I did not open that DVD, I could have sold it on eBay for like $150 after the fact.
People want to see what kooky adventures Garfield's going to have around the holidays. It's probably for Garfield's Halloween, man. I think
can
that's
you
just
really
deemed
put
too
a price
scary.
Tag on that?
Yeah, I know. I feel like Garfield's Halloween is just like too absolute frightening. I don't even think that they show it on TV.
They
or anything.
Don't show it on TV anymore. And yeah. I have a real beef with that because I'm like, dude, what happened to Garfield's Halloween? However, I do remember us also being scared shitless by it when we were kids. And we're the generation that had scary stories to tell in the dark.
Yeah.
I mean,
I remember when used to scare me a little off topic at Christmas, but when used to scare me with that picture of that girl with the spiders oozing out of her face.
Oh, yeah. What was it called? The pimple? Was that the name of the story?
I don't know. She just had like a something on her face and then surprise.
Yeah, burst open and all the spiders came out. But then I saw a couple years ago, I was at a bookstore and they had re-illustrated all of the scary stories and toned it way down.
Really?
Yeah.
That's lame.
That is lame. I'm like, if I had to be like absolutely shit my pants scared at these books when I was a little kid, shouldn't kids these days
do? That's the fun of it, isn't it?
Yeah. That's the whole point. It wants like cutesy cartoon illustrations.
It's super scary, but yeah, that's why, that's what makes it work. It's just like when they redid all the Goosebumps covers.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this, but they re-released it. And they redid the entire covers, and they don't have like the, embossed, whatever you call it. The
almost like stamped.
Yeah, like the stamped covers that had the Goosebumps on them. That none of that. And then the pictures aren't cool. It's not those cool paintings anymore. They're just like real
cutesy,
lame versions of it. And I'm just like, whose idea was this?
Horrible.
Goosebumps art was fantastic.
Yeah, it was.
So also, here's something that I remember from Christmas. And I actually got Kevin's daughter, Lucy, one of these for Christmas one year, was the Charlie Brown snow cone maker.
Oh, I loved that thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just like crush ice just by spinning that right. like cylinder or whatever.
There's
in there.
A lot of manual labor involved in our childhood toys. But yeah.
I'll show you how to work.
We had to put the ice cubes in the top. And then didn't we have like a little, like almost organ grinder handle on
exactly.
the side?
So organ grinder better do a little dance.
So we would be crushing ice for, again, a good 45 minutes and get like a Dixie cup triangle paper amount of snow cone.
Shakes. Yeah. And then it was just like, hey, put this Kool-Aid on it.
Yeah, right.
Get a little Kool-Aid.
Here's some simple syrup. Just drizzle that on there.
Well, what's great, too, is like I remember specifically putting like you put the Kool-Aid or you put the syrup or whatever it is on there, and it just melts all the ice that you've made.
Right. And then it just leaks through the paper cup.
Yeah. So.
It was a sticky mess.
It's a mess.
It was a mess.
What a Christmas mess.
And Snoopy, what was he, on the top and you like pushed it down too? Is that what
it
was?
It had a shovel. There was a shovel involved in that at some point.
Oh, like a mini, like
a red shovel that you scrape the ice out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So Christmas is always better. When I was a kid, it's just like the best memories have to do with like it's snowing out. And I think I remember like making snow cones randomly when it was snowing out on the old White House back in the day.
Do you remember the one time that it snowed and you were so mad at me? I guess looking back, rightfully so. When we were outside playing and I took a huge like hand scoop of snow and I put it down the back of your pants.
Yeah, I do remember that.
You were like, do you not remember the part where I went to the hospital with hypothermia?
I actually loved the time that we got the sleds. I remember it was snowing for a while and we were doing some sledding, oddly enough. And I had the red plastic sleds, and we had two of them, and they had like that string on it.
Yeah, like the rope, kind of.
Yeah, but my favorite part was when you, I was like, all right, push me on the sled, and you're like, all right, go down this way. And you pushed me, and you just pushed me into a pile of fucking trees.
I do not remember
that
at all.
Yeah, you like pushed me into a pile of, basically, like it was just like a tree that had been cut down. So it was just like...
And covered in snow?
Yeah.
Did it look like a big snow?
I mean, it was just a pile of trees. So it was like, I got pushed directly into like branches and briars.
I don't remember that happening. Yeah.
Sticker bush.
I think you're making that up.
Nope, that happened. Really? 100%.
Do you have anybody who can
back up
your story?
You know what? Let's go back to the videotape here. Let's
see the family
video rolled on this. Yeah. But yeah. Well, yeah, and I feel like we haven't even really touched on most of the stuff here, because I did talk, best Christmas song, or your favorite Christmas song.
Oh, favorite Christmas song. That's going to be hard. I do like because it just puts a little ditty in my, a little pep in my step.
Yeah, a little hitch in your giddy up.
Yeah, a little Donde Estal Santa Claus. It's catchy, you know, make a little tambourine action.
Yeah.
You put me on the spot with that one, man. Yeah. Can we talk about my least favorite? Or how about you talk about your favorite?
I was going to say, hear what I hear is like of the traditional ones, probably my fave. If any, like you get the, like the country Christmas or like the stars, like the doing Christmas songs, like if they do like Home for Christmas, I'll subscribe to that one. Especially Sawyer Brown's version.
Really?
The early 90s Sawyer Brown's version.
I haven't heard that one.
Tom Petty does a version as well. Pretty good.
I do like I'll Be Home for Christmas. That one's a really good one.
I do like the Elvis Christmas. That's probably my favorite Christmas album, though. It's Elvis Christmas.
Yeah, that's a really good album.
That one's really
tight. Sure. It just always,
Santa is a secret, M.I.B. Who were like, he's a man in black. Isn't that funny? And mom's like, watch your mouth. This is a religious song. It's Christmas.
It's Elvis you're talking
it's
about.
It's Elvis, yeah. She's probably more mad that we were making fun of Elvis than we were Christmas. She took Elvis very seriously.
She still does.
That's true.
Yeah.
Remember our tree would always be like head to toe covered in tinsel?
Yeah. And not even the wraparound tinsel that you see now. It was the box of just like silver shavings that you would throw on there.
Yeah. And it was kind of funny. We would decorate the tree like perfectly, like, and everything would look great. And we had all of the ornaments and the Christmas lights. Mm-hmm. And then for some reason it was just like, okay,
time to fuck it up.
Then we just like threw the tinsel on there and it like covered everything up. So it looked like snow, I guess, on the tree. I liked it though.
Yeah, it was good.
You know,
hopefully like no one had it around an open flame. That's true. It would have burned the house down.
So far so good. You know, we made it happen.
Yeah, we're 30.
It's better than the fake snow. Man, that fake snow, just like spray paint it. Like
and foam. Get it everywhere.
Yeah, you breathe it in.
It just looks like the foam that you like use to fill in holes or like
winterize.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically. What's your least favorite?
Oh, man. I really am. To me, the worst is the Paul McCartney one.
Really?
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
You know, I liked it.
I hate that one.
When I worked at the mall for one Christmas, I just seemed like that song, Last Christmas, and Happy Christmas, War's Over. Like those three always playing. So, but yeah.
Can we talk about Thistle Hair, the Christmas
bear?
Yes. And as soon as I hear that, I know. Yeah. I'm like, oh my God, I hate this song so much.
That's bold, though, putting it over Christmas Shoes. Christmas Shoes is a real downer.
Right. Hey, Merry Christmas. Let's talk about...
Hey, your mom's dead.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
And you bought her shoes. Yeah. So...
Well, you bought shoes for your mother to die in
to
meet Jesus.
Merry Christmas.
Merry
kids.
Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not even funny. Like, it literally, I said it and like it just got calm in here, like it real quiet because
and
it's
the
really.
The candle blew out.
It's really depressing.
It dropped 20 degrees.
I wish.
Me I wish.
Too. Yeah. I'm not really into Christmas shoes, but we do need to bring up Thistle Hair,
the Christmas bear.
Christmas bear. Mm-hmm. Guys, this is a real song. If you do not believe me, look it up online. It's by a group called Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to guess this is an original.
I have not seen a cover of it anywhere. Yeah. So,
and rightfully so.
Yeah.
But it's about
a Christmas bear
that spreads the good news, and his name is Thistle Hair.
And I think he spreads the good news everywhere.
Everywhere.
Right. Yeah.
So look it up. Because every single boy and girl out there loves Thistle Hair.
I do.
These are the lyrics. So look it up and check it out. And if you haven't heard Thistle Hair, the Christmas Bear by Alabama, do yourself a favor.
I think it'll instantly become a favorite.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Right.
So do yourself a favor and have a Merry Christmas with Thistle Hair, the Christmas Bear.
Other totally depressing Christmas song to kind of backtrack, jump around.
Jump around.
Please, Daddy, don't get drunk this Christmas. Have you heard that one?
Oh, yeah.
John Denver?
Yeah.
Wow.
John Denver's Christmas.
That was on there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I.
That's a very unknown little one.
Grandma got ran over by a reindeer. Oh, like, that God. One's really lame.
I hate that one.
I feel like that one's super lame. I'm like, don't put this on, like, the now it's Christmas or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Yes. I don't need this on a Christmas compilation.
And even soon. On now it's Christmas, is it the original artists or is it the people who
I mean, I think originally it was. And then, you know, every year it's like you're going to get, you know, Santa Baby by, you know, Madonna. And then you're going to get it by Mariah Carey and then mm-hmm. Christina Aguilera mm-hmm. and Britney Spears and then whomever. So every year
how
it's going to be
somebody
else.
How do you feel about the Mariah Carey All I Want for Christmas Is You?
Oh, who
because
doesn't?
People lose their shit over it.
Love it.
You love it?
Love
still?
That song. That's a great one.
Have you
actually
heard her sing it lately, though?
No. No. Don't. We were asked to do a Christmas song for a compilation back in the day, and that's the song that we did.
That you chose?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. How could you
we go didn't
wrong?
Go Last Christmas.
No.
We didn't go Happy Christmas, War's Over. We didn't go Wonderful Christmas Time.
Thank God.
All I Want for Christmas.
Yeah.
That's how we roll.
I mean, that's like
I would love to hear Ariana Grande just do that. And if she hasn't done Mariah's Christmas album yet, like it's only a matter of time.
She is the new Mariah.
All right, Ariana, if you're listening, just do that. Make bajillions of dollars and maybe give me a shout out.
Mm-hmm.
Throw me a few dollars.
A few bones.
You know
man.
What I'm saying? So let's make it happen. But yeah, you know, as we're wrapping up here, we've already talked for easily over an hour.
Have we really?
Oh, yeah. And
like 5 minutes.
I know. This is easy. Well, obviously, we've known each other for so long. Our dynamic's great. You should have your own podcast. So I'm just curious if we had anything else that we needed to discuss, man. Best Christmas albums, Christmas stories.
We didn't talk about the best albums unless we just both came to an immediate conclusion that the Elvis album was the
Elvis album's my number one for sure.
What about the Jackson 5?
The Jackson 5 was great. How ironic that they put out an album, Christmas album.
I know, right?
So, but I do like the Jackson 5 one. I do like the Partridge Family one, actually. We always listen to that every year. That's probably Uncle Larry's favorite. So mm-hmm. when we go up there, that one's really grown on me. R.I.P. David Cassidy just passed away.
I know. I saw that.
So it's going to be, I don't know.
A little less festive on the Partridge Family yeah. album this year.
Yeah. Feliz Navidad won't be so Feliz. You know what I'm saying?
A lot less Feliz.
You've really taken the Feliz out of my Navidad, if I may be so. Blunt with you, sir.
Well, now we have thistle hair. More people are going to know about thistle hair. It will kind of fill the void mm-hmm. of the Feliz Navidad.
That's true. Mm-hmm. And I would say the last thing, just to wrap up here, the last thing that I want to talk about is a little thing called Ring Bells Go Ting-a-ling-a-ling.
Can we just harmonize
little
on that?
Bells.
Oh my God, yes. We have to
We had a
about
book
that.
On tape. Okay, listeners. Leslie and I had a book on tape growing up. We probably got it from Biggs. Matter of fact,
oh my God,
I think that is
I
where we got it
Biggs.
From. Biggs.
Biggs.
And I remember when Biggs came in, that was a big deal. It had a food court, had like a Sbarro's and like a Hungry Pelican and everything like right there in it.
Yeah, Biggs like came before, I think, the Super Walmart,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And it took up like an entire city fucking, block.
Yeah. Yeah. Where do you live? First Street, Second Street? Biggs.
At Biggs, actually. Yeah. Yeah.
I live
right by the freezer section.
Yeah. I live in the apartments that are built onto the back of Biggs. But we had a book on tape, and it's like the Fisher Price Little People. I just found the songbook after years and years and years
searching,
of
endlessly.
Searching for it. Found it just on Thanksgiving. And it's
and we were mere, like talking about it like 2 hours
beforehand.
Beforehand, and you went and found
it was
it.
A Christmas miracle.
It really was
say.
An early Christmas miracle.
But basically, it's the little people, and they're like, they have like a little tape, and they're like, "Ooh, welcome, warm yourself by the fire."
Oh, I forgot about yeah. that intro.
And they're like, "Let's sing these carols from across the world." Yeah.
This one's from Germany.
Yeah, this one's from Germany. Which was so great. Whenever Leslie and I were kids, we used to actually have like our own. We had a boom box that you just press the record button, and it had like a built-in microphone, so you can talk into it. You know. Mm-hmm. And so, like, on my...
on our homemade
and our homemade recording tapes, which I wish I still had those homemade cassettes. But I remember being like, yes, this is a song from Germany. Yeah.
Yeah. Literally every song that you yeah. wanted to play or that you recorded yeah. was from Germany.
Yeah, exactly. Right. That was, like, something that stuck with me, I guess, when I was introducing a song. Guys, this is a podcast from Germany. Right. Yeah.
Hey, I like that shirt. Where'd you get it?
It's, Germany.
It's from
yeah.
Germany.
Oh man. And then I remember too on the homemade cassettes, there was like oh, hey, Leslie, this is Santa Claus. And,
ho, ho, I better get back to my sleigh.
Yeah, well, ho, ho, I better get back to my sleigh.
We were some of the most weirdest kids. But you know what? We were super creative at entertaining ourselves.
And we had a super happy childhood. We lived out in the middle of nowhere. We didn't have any friends other than ourselves. And we had to entertain ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So I wish I did have. Maybe this is where my earliest form of podcasting came from.
Probably. Just speaking.
Ho, ho, I better get back to my sleigh. Where's your sleigh? It's in Germany.
It's from Germany.
Yes, basically. But so that that book on tape had a lot of carols. And the best one was...
The Ring Bells.
Ring Bells go ting-a-ling-a-ling.
Ring little bells. And then that's all we know of it,
yeah,
pretty much.
Could not tell you any more of it. I was going to YouTube it
something
earlier. Not on it. Not on YouTube.
Joy and laughter. That's...
Dabu Doris.
That's not from that, though.
That's from The Grinch. And yeah. I don't even know what they say. I just said Dabu Doris.
I did, too. Yeah.
So, who knows?
What's another?
How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Not a great Christmas movie. The cartoon, yes.
The movie,
Jim Carrey,
no.
Not so much.
No. I like the cartoon
pretty
much.
Lame.
Yeah. Cartoon, so much better. Kind of like wraps up the story. I like a good 25 minutes. Yeah. Keeps my attention.
Don't ever say you're welcome, Grinch.
Right.
But yeah. But yeah, well, this is a great conversation that we had here today.
I know.
This has to be the first of many podcasts. Maybe every holiday I'll have you come on and we'll talk about it. Maybe I'll have you back for New Year's. Who knows?
Oh, absolutely. We could get some Moët Chandon.
Monica and Chandler champagne.
Right. The Moët Chandon.
It's shampoo for your ane.
I like the look you just gave me there. Yeah.
Monica and Chandler champagne. It's shampoo for your ane.
I just saw it at the liquor store before I came here.
And my gym teacher said, "You'll never make pornos. That's messed up. Why would you say that to a little kid?" And also, you're wrong.
That was Justin Timberlake
Justin
in that
Timberlake,
skit,
yes,
wasn't it?
Absolutely.
That was a great one.
But yeah, guys, well, as we're heading out here, I just want to say to everybody from me and Leslie, Merry Christmas. I hope everybody has a pleasant holiday. And even if you don't celebrate Christmas, hang out with your family. Happy Hanukkah, happy Kwanzaa, happy New Year.
Chinese New Year?
Krampus.
Or is that in February?
Krampus. What other
Pennsylvania
holidays?
Dutch Christmas.
Pennsylvania Dutch Christmas, White Elephant Christmas. whatever holiday you're celebrating here, happy holidays to you, and hang out with your fam and enjoy some of the Evan Williams eggnog.
Right,
it's part. It's like literally eggnog
part
on
egg.
The top right. And just straight liquor at the bottom. You're gonna love it.
Or it could be the total opposite. Yeah. You never know what you're gonna
it's
get.
It's definitely two different consistencies floating in a different
opposite
directions in the same glass. You're going to love
it. This podcast sponsored by Evan Williams.
Yeah, what's going on here? The eggnog's got me. It's got a hold of me. Stumbling over my words here at the end. But yeah, guys, Merry Christmas to everybody. Happy holidays. Happy New Year. And Sean vs. Wild will, I don't know. I don't know how many more episodes we're going to have left for the year. I know everybody's going to be super busy. I don't know if you're going to have time to listen to too many more. So I might have to catch up with you after the new year. Catch up with you in 2018. That's for sure. Leslie, any messages to the listeners out there? Put you on the spot.
I know, you totally did.
Don't blow it, dude.
I know, this
it's your
was
one
my
chance,
time.
Fancy.
This is my, I know.
Don't let me down.
You had one shot.
Shoot your hopes and
or
dreams.
Or one opportunity. Yeah. I think I'm just going to have to let it slip because yeah. I was so into listening
Mom's spaghetti.
To you. That's it. That's what I'm going to sign out with. Mom's spaghetti.
Mom's spaghetti. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. And if you like what you heard, please like, share, and subscribe. If you want Leslie back on the show, let me know. She just lives not too far from here, and she's a great addition. So hit me up in the comments. Let us know what's up. And yeah, thank you for tuning into a special holiday edition of the Sean vs. Wild podcast. Ho, ho, better get back to my sleeve.